The rapper MIA had her breakthrough moment with this hit 6 years ago. The song, Paper Planes, was featured in the hit movie Slumdog Millionaire. And with that, the world was introduced to an artist who learned to survive and these days thrive as a rebel and outsider. She spent her early childhood in war-torn Sri Lanka, then a public housing project in London. MIA sees herself as a champion of people who grew up in tough situations like hers. Our colleague David Green spoke to MIA about her life and latest album called Matangi.
Matangi is actually MIA's real first name, and as it happens, it's also the name of a Hindu goddess of music, something MIA discovered by serendipity during a Google search.
She popped up, and then I was like, wow, there's actually a goddess called Matangi. That's weird. And her mantra was AIM, which is MIA backwards.
Very cool.
And she lived on the outskirts of mainstream society, and she fought for the voiceless people.
Well, I want to bring up some of the song Matangi from your new album. What are we hearing here? What are you singing about?
That's just some Tamil syllables I remembered from school when I lived there in Sri Lanka.
Her family is Tamil. That's the largest ethnic minority on the island. Her father was a separatist involved in the civil war, so her mother tried to get MIA out of the country.
We attempted to leave about 4 or 5 times, and every time we'd get stopped, and they would stop the bus and take all the men off the bus, and we never saw them again.
MIA and her mom eventually got out of Sri Lanka, and they landed as refugees in a poor London neighborhood. You make your way to St. Martin's, a very prestigious art school in London. How did you get there?
I didn't really apply. I just called them every single day. Then eventually they gave me an interview. I don't know how. I didn't have any work. I didn't have any grades. But I believed that it was a massive responsibility to say yes or no to a student. So, yeah, I said, if you say no, I would literally get on the first bus and go where it takes me. And it just so happens the only bus you could take outside St. Martin's went to King's Cross, which was the biggest prostitution area.
And you're telling them this, that you say no to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so I said, oh, I'll walk out and I'm going to get on that bus and go where it takes me. And the last stop on whatever bus that was King's Cross. So I said, it doesn't matter. I go to King's Cross and I go through the motions of being a hooker or being a drug addict or, you know, becoming a smart criminal.
Yeah, that didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever.
I said, but I will have the best film in 3 years' time from going through that. And I bet you the film would be better than any other film that anyone's going to make in this class.
Wow.
And then he let me in.
And that is the brashness that helped MIA break into the world of hip-hop, where she's known for infusing her music with politics. Your reputation among many is that you are an angry rapper. And listening to you now, I mean, you have this gentle voice. It's fascinating to chat with you. But I wanted to bring up one song and talk to you about it from the new album. It's Boom Skit, and it's about you not feeling welcomed in the United States.
Brown girl, turn your shit down. You know America don't want to hear your sound.
Well, it was like this. When that whole Kony thing happened, Kony 2012, remember that?
She's talking about Ugandan revolutionary Joseph Kony. He abducted children and forced them to fight in his militia. An American internet video told the story of one child soldier named Jacob. The video brought massive attention to Uganda's civil war. MIA says, in contrast, Sri Lanka has been all but forgotten.
It was really confusing to me because I was like, well, what's the difference? One is a story where an American person goes to Uganda, picks out the story, and then uploads it to YouTube. And me, I can be on the same category as Jacob, but I did the journey myself. Like, nobody had to come to my village and save me and articulate my story.
You feel like Jacob, the child soldier, I mean, got all of this attention, and you came from on a very similar path in your life.
Yes, but I've done it myself. Got to a microphone myself. Got nominated for a Grammy and an Oscar the same month to make the biggest platform possible in America. Then I told the story, and it didn't translate. Yeah, you try to stick around. Do you do big around?
Let you into Super Bowl. You try to steal Madonna's crown. I want to ask you about one thing in this song, Boom Skit, about the Super Bowl halftime show in 2012, which some of us remember. You performed. This was a huge audience, an American audience. And on camera, you gave us all the middle finger. Why did you do that?
It's the Matangi Mudra.
Why does that explain it?
Well, you know, gang signs. In America, you have gang signs. Well, 5,000 years ago, there's a thing called a mudra, which is your sitting position when you do yoga or you're meditating or you're praying or whatever. And there's not a lot of them that are named after gods and goddesses, but the middle finger is specifically named the Matangi Mudra.
So you were not giving America the middle finger. This was a Matangi symbol.
Yes. Do you like that? It's good, isn't it?
Something tells me that there might have been another meaning in
that. In my country, it's godly.
Now,
okay.
Is the NFL believing that? I know they're suing you for
$1.5 million. Of course NFL's not believing that, because the NFL does not believe in any other culture outside of the NFL.
Should I believe you, or are you winking in the studio there in New York?
But it's true. You can Wikipedia it. You could just say Matangi and then Mudra, and you'll see it's the middle finger.
A lot of people describe you as provocative.
Yes.
Is that a fair label?
I don't know. I don't intentionally go, ooh, what is provocative, and try to do that. I just do stuff and people go, ooh, that's provocative. But that's, I think, maybe because sometimes I'm super ignorant, and sometimes they're super ignorant.
Well, MIA, this has been a real pleasure. We thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Mr. Green.
That's rapper MIA speaking with our own David Green. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.